And you are listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89, wherever you are in the world. And it is 2:59 p.m., October 6th. Wow. Happy birthday, Dan and Salia, and all of you who are celebrating birthdays and non-birthdays, happy day to you, too. It is time for Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Did I mention that we're at coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world? And, of course, that includes British Columbia, Nova Scotia in my heart still, and Amsterdam, and Montpellier, and anywhere that you are listening, hopefully in our local and regional area as well, because you're the ones who get to benefit the most from all the incredible guests I am fortunate to have here on Arts Live and Local. I want to start out just by celebrating the incredible moon that we had here and probably wherever you were last night. It was the full moon last night. It wasn't orange as far as I know, but and it's known by various names in my album. It's called the Turkey Moon. And I'm going to let you hear some of that and also let you know I won't go over the words, I'll let them sing them for you, but clean the land and burn it clear, give birth, new life, Turkey Moon, the Jewish and Islamic New Year's, and the Day of the Dead coming soon. We eat, we sing to the spirits of all the elders, all is good. Shehamana binali akakachito nashini na akakachito nashini na akakachito nashini na akakachito nashini na. Folks know, last night there was an event, a function, and the Indivisible North Coast Oregon were there. It was the Clatsop College president speaking. INCA was there to let folks know about Immigration 101. Information including family preparedness packets, know your rights, know your roles information, and learn how residents can support DACA students and other immigrant neighbors under threat. I was not able to be there. Too many functions happening, most of them very good. But what I read in the write-up was this, which sounded good. The lecture will reveal how important cooperation, sharing, and positive social interactions have been throughout evolutionary history. Chris Breitmeyer, president of Clatsop College, will then explain how community colleges, and specifically Clatsop Community College, embody many of these principles and can serve as an example to our community and to the nation for a better way forward. I just wanted to add something on this Arts Live and Local program. Crucial, it is true, are cooperation, sharing, and positive social interactions. I also believe that creative problem solving is imperative, especially, always, but especially these days. And I think, and many of you who listen, I think, would agree that this is fostered. Creative problem solving is fostered by the arts. All the arts, including the performing arts. So I'm hoping that our college and our community will support the arts, including the performing arts and including the venue. That's my personal opinion, but I think we all share it, or we wouldn't be paying attention to the arts. Thanks, folks. Well, here's to the moon, here's to all of nature, and here's to the humans who are doing their best to take care of others, the land and the people who are being affected by the negative parts of nature, which I'm afraid, I believe, are stimulated by the humans. So it's a circle, and let's hope that we can make a difference. And so we send this out once again to the people of Puerto Rico, of Houston, of Florida, and all over the world where people are suffering. But we here are, on the other hand, having a fabulous time, I must admit, because, again, we're involved in the arts. And my first two guests, this is kind of funny because the arts that they're involved in involve trash. Oh, let me take that light out of the way so I can see them. There we go. That's much better. Yes, it is the Cardam Trash-On Show and Upcycle Party. And here to tell you about it is the Betsy McMahon, whom I believe you're in charge of it this year. Is
this
that
year?
True?
Yeah,
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, Mary Moran has done it for many years, and now this year I am taking
Bravo.
On that role.
You're a very brave woman.
It's exciting.
It's a fantastic function, and I'm going to ask you to give us some of the background as well. I do want to introduce your compatriot here. Brian McMahon. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Carol.
And you are serving as the MC this year. Have you done that before?
No, that's the first for me. I will be MC Trash.
I love it. That's your new title, is
it? And that's his outfit, too. Just
oh,
wait.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, great. Did you make it yourself? Or
Well, yeah. I haven't made it yet, but I will be making it in the near future.
I see. You better hurry
don't
up.
Don't give that secret away.
Don't you think? Okay. Well, so, Betsy, when we talk about Cardam, what are we talking about? And what's a Trash On show?
Oh, yeah. Well, we are celebrating, actually, it's good you asked that. We are celebrating the 20th anniversary this year, not of the Trash On show, but as of Cardam, which is an amazing place, which does, it certainly takes trash as well, but the main thing it does is recycle all forms of human-made materials.
Right.
So, and it's situated near the town of Manzanita, and but people from all around the area come on a weekly basis to recycle.
Is there some kind of a restriction on who gets to bring stuff? Can anybody bring stuff? Do you know? I never thought of that.
No.
Yes, anyone can bring stuff. Takes garbage. If you bring garbage there, you give them your area code. I mean your
zip.
It is area code, isn't it?
Well, is it phone or address?
No, it's the code that you live in.
Yeah, right.
And then they charge accordingly.
Okay. Okay, but that's just for the garbage. If it's recycled stuff, then they take it.
They love you.
Yeah,
we're loved.
They don't really know. You could come from New York and they wouldn't know that.
Listen, I got a few things. I got a toilet seat in my car. I'll send it back with you. Just in case I don't get
there. Definitely. Yeah. So, furniture, whatever. And there actually is a shop there now, which has just bloomed in the last few years. And it's called the Refinery, which has all amazing types of recycled items from glassware to huge furniture pieces to books. Everything.
Jewelry.
DVDs. That's lots of tools. Lots of tools as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's the that's the sort of taken off the top. That's the kind of stuff that's in really good condition.
Yeah.
Bowls, all kinds of stuff. It's an incredible place to shop.
It is.
So, but also the recycling part is out there.
Right there.
And
it's everything separated, and it's up to the person who brings the trash or the recycled items to put them in the correct areas.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, folks, check this out, CARTM. And it was founded by a bunch of volunteers. What else?
Yeah,
20 years ago. Yeah.
Amazing. So let's jump up. Well, not even to today, because the Trash On show has been going on for some years, too.
Oh, yes, it has. It used to be called the Trash Bash, and they used to have it right there at Cardam. But now we've moved up a level, a tier, and it will be at the Nehalem. In Nehalem, it'll be at the NCRD Theater, which is in Nehalem.
And 9th Street, North County Recreation District.
Exactly.
Right. It took me years to get to be able to say that off the top of my head.
Actually, it's North Coast Recreation District.
I think it's North County.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm not sure. We're going to have to check that out.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
All these years, you know.
Yeah,
I tell you.
Right.
Well, you're the MC. You're going
to
really have to know all this stuff.
Yeah,
you better go home and do your homework, study up. So what are we going to see? When is it?
It is tomorrow night, which is Saturday, October the 7th. Mm-hmm. It's at 7 p.m. is the beginning time. There's a little bit of pre-Trash and Show entertainment. Jeff Slamel is giving that wonderful entertainment. He's an incredible entertainer. And then at 7, the actual show with many introductions will begin. So, what is featured in the actual Trash and Show, there will be a runway show with all kinds of unique apparel, all made with recycled and upcycled materials. That's really fun to see. From vacuum cleaner bags, there will be a costume with eclipse glasses. Totally eclipse glasses.
Oh, that's
glasses.
Great. That is au courant. That's probably the first time that's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're hoping that most of the costumes do have a 20 theme. We're keeping to the number 20 for this because of the anniversary.
Yeah. Two of my favorites were the paper wrapping from tea bags.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And
yes,
another one was book pages, not brand, you know, not good books. These were books that were trashed anyway. But
right.
They took them out and folded them and made an entire, and from a distance, these look like gorgeous outfits.
I know, they look gorgeous. Even though some of them are quite fragile. You have to be careful.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Hoping it doesn't rain. For that reason.
Right. We have several men that are B models also. We have 26
right.
models, and I think about 7 of them are men.
Right.
Very cool. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
Which
and
is great.
And that term upcycling is also relatively new.
Yeah.
Because it's become so popular now in the art world especially, and that's excellent. So Trash On Show and Upcycle Party.
There's a party right after the Trash On Show, and that's upstairs just above the theater. And your ticket includes everything. Amazing food, which is catered. It's going to be yummy. Ugh, out of this world. And drink, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic, of course. And there will be dance party music by Aftim Rhythm, which is actually two of our models are going to provide the after-party music.
Do you know who that is?
That's Afton Garvin and Tim Garvin.
Who are almost out of, on their way out, aren't they?
I know, you heard, yes.
I know, yes.
Back
and that,
east.
Of course, is not, that's a bereft because
right.
Tim is also Tim the Tool Man.
Exactly.
He's been very important in the community, and of course, Afton also.
Yes.
In the theater as well. Well,
and at Cardam,
the
very
magic,
much.
The magic of electronics, of which I am bottom of the law. However, I can give you the definitive name: North County Recreation District.
Okay.
And the phone number, very cleverly.
Oh yeah, I have that too. Yeah, but go ahead.
855-444 NCRD,
right.
Which is 6273. I hate when they give you the letters,
yeah.
But it's kind of cute that they were able to get the letter.
Yes.
But we can't read them anymore.
No.
And here's the phone number of Cardam itself. Oh. We are, I believe, the last I heard, nearly sold out for this event tomorrow night. And this theater holds nearly 300 people.
Oh, wow.
So we are thrilled. This is, you know, also a money
give us that number.
Making
event
for the Cardam. The phone number is 503-368-7764.
368-7764. So that's probably the number to call to find out if you can get yourself a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And my recollection is when you mentioned the Trash Bash, is that when that started, it was everything. And then this Trash On became so popular that they had to split it off.
Right.
And
it's
make
two separate things.
And
make a
party of that. Hey, the more celebrations, the better.
Oh, yeah.
And Cardam is indeed so worth supporting. It's interesting. I think people actually come to learn about it.
We take everybody who comes visits us from different parts of wherever, we always take them out to Cardam. Hey, look at this.
Oh,
and they're
that's
amazed.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
This is one of the tourist sites in,
it's also a gathering area where, you meet people and you meet your friends out there and you end up talking all the time. And what normally takes an hour takes me about 2 hours to get done.
Mr. Personality.
Yeah, right, to drop in. You know, I think it's interesting. Next week, one of my guests is actually Bonnie Gorsuch, who I think she was from Cannon Beach. I'm not sure. But anyway, she is the Astoria Visual Arts / recology artist.
Oh, yeah.
She has been doing a residence, and now she's presenting her work.
Oh.
And that is crawling all over the dump, basically.
Wow.
Taking stuff and making art.
Sure.
So
it's
fantastic what people... It's unfortunate that we have so much trash to begin
with. Yeah,
exactly. Now, I have to say the toilet seat in my car is brand new, never used.
Well, you say.
Maybe we could use it.
There, it's still in its wrapper. I'm going to pass it on, I assure you.
Okay.
So,
I just want to mention one person.
Yes, please.
That's Karen Reddick-Yurka, who is the director.
Yes.
she is full of amazing creative ideas. She has really been the support behind seeing Cardam grow as much as it has. She's very knowledgeable. She's aware.
She's been on this show, too. And I've been there to NCRD to the art show.
Yes.
The trash art.
And the trash
I
art.
Have
Thank you.
Some of it. Some of it is, you know, outdoor kind of art, but I have a couple of pieces that are not outdoor at all. They're beautiful works of art.
Yeah.
So this whole Cardam, look it up, folks, and check out the Trash On Show Upcycle Party. It's tomorrow night, 7 to 10 at NCRD. If they are sold out this year, learn the lesson. And next year when the word comes out, or just, you know, put it on your calendar for next year already.
Yeah.
But the 20th anniversary, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So,
Carol, I wonder if I might put a plug in for another thing that's coming up. The River Bend Players is doing a production, Vintage Hitchcock, and it's in the first three weekends of November. It's a radio theater kind of thing. A lot of the sounds will be made on stage. You'll see the people that are making the sounds. And the three acts are The Lodger, Sabotage, and 39 Steps, which I think a lot of people know that one.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because later on this program, well, actually sooner on this program, right away, we have some folks from The Birds, but it's not the Hitchcock version. Hitchcock was the movie.
Right.
And they'll be talking about it. You might want to flip on your radio when you leave, because I've learned a little bit about this, that this comes from the original Daphne du Maurier, adapted for the stage, whereas he took the story and made it into a Hollywood movie, which is the one I never went to see because I scare easily, but most people know. So
the play, too, was also adapted by somebody else for the stage also.
So this is a play, but focusing on those
three acts.
Great. And that's, we'll mention that again later. We'll maybe even get you back in, but that's...
you got a pencil
that's
man.
That's happening on November 4th. And so you have a little time, folks.
Yes.
So thank you so much for coming in. And best of all, thanks for stepping up to the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the most important thing, that volunteers take responsibility for these things. Because we're having to do it for ourselves. No one else is doing it for us.
It's been a lot of fun.
It
is amazing. We have this year almost 28 models, or trashonistas.
Did the models each make...
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good point.
His or her own.
I did not.
Work.
Well, most of them, some of them actually had other people volunteer and say, hey, I'll make an outfit for you. I have an idea. And they're amazingly creative people, and they will be mentioned in the program.
That's
all
fantastic.
The people who did all the design and decoration.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, excellent. Congratulations.
Some are original and done by the wearer, but there are at least five or six that were done
by
designer.
All original.
That's right.
Maybe by the model and maybe by someone else. So congratulations to Cardam on 20 years.
Thank you
to Betsy McMahon. And congratulations to you also. I understand you have a new person in your family.
Oh, yeah, a little granddaughter.
There you go.
That's very kind.
And to Brian McMahon, who is emceeing the show. So there are going to be a lot of laughs,
too. That was totally by chance that he got picked. And then,
she actually didn't make
people.
The decision.
No, I did not do this.
I'm sure she
did. It was totally different kind of
situation. She sees you
situation.
Enough at the time.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Thanks, folks.
Thank you,
Carol.
Okay.
Happenstance.
Yeah. Okay, and I've got a piece of music that is from the first annual Astoria Jazz Festival coming up. And I'm looking for the, there it is. Okay, this is Rebecca Hardiman, and I couldn't resist. How High the Moon. You'll hear more about the festival coming up at the end of this month. Stay tuned, Coast Community Radio.
Somewhere there's heaven, how high
So who knew there's going to be an Astoria Jazz Festival? I don't think anybody knew until a few weeks ago, so we're very excited about it. And I'm very excited about the play you just heard about. We were talking about it with my last guests because it's everybody associates this with Alfred Hitchcock, but we cut the ties and are going to let our guests tell us what this show is about, The Birds. Yes, it's Daphne du Maurier's book, and that's about the only relationship to Hitchcock's movie, as far as I understand. So, Sheila Schaefer is the director. You remember Sheila Schaefer. Of course. She's here. She's one of my regulars. I like this. What are they called? You could be one of my pundits.
Oh.
I think that's... Okay. I'm not even sure what the word is. Pundits? I don't know. But anyway, Sheila has directed this show, and it's her first directing at the Astor Street Opry Company. And that's exciting to see what's going on at the Astor Street Opry Company. And my... second guest. Hi, Sheila. Did you say hello to the people?
Hello.
There. Okay. My second guest is Barbie England. And Barbie is, I don't really know how this play is, but as far as I can tell, she's one of the two stars. But maybe it's an ensemble. I don't know.
It's pretty much an ensemble, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's from Barbie's character's perspective.
Okay. Then there. Hi, Barbie.
Hi.
Do you live here in Astoria?
I live in Warrenton.
Warrenton, close enough. Yeah,
yes.
I haven't met you before. And I understand you haven't been on radio before?
I have not.
No radio?
Not that I can think of.
We have here in the studio, folks, a double virgin. Well, we had. She's no longer a virgin at all. That's
you.
A KMUN. She's blushing, but she's a redhead. What do you expect? So, Barbie, welcome to KMUN. I'm delighted to be the first to welcome you on the radio.
Thank you.
And you look like a lovely person.
Thank you.
But I'm not so sure. So, not because of your radio experience, but because of this play. I've already confessed to Sheila in the past that I don't usually go to scary things because I get nightmares. So, Sheila, why don't you tell us a little bit about the play, and then we'll let Barbie talk about how it feels to
okay.
be there.
It is by the author Daphne du Maurier, based off her short story, and it is where Hitchcock got his idea to do the movies, the bird concept of the bird apocalypse, but he took the story and Hollywoodized it. Connor McPherson, who wrote this adaptation, gave it his own spin for the stage, and it still deals with the birds, you know, overrunning the world and all that happy stuff. However, the main drive of the play is
the psychological effects that it has on the people who are going through it in this farmhouse. And so it's more of a thriller than it is a scary play.
Yeah, you think you can fool me by using the word thriller. Well, I have to say, I will definitely be coming to see it, because anything that Sheila directs has been good. And the Asda Street Opry Company, I'm delighted that when it does serious shows as well as wonderful musicals. And, of course, I have to see Barbie in the play. So, Barbie, do you have a theater background?
I have done several plays in the last few years. Mostly I've done work in Tillamook. This is my first play here in this local area.
Did you recently move here, or did you prefer to commute out of town so no one would know you?
I've been here for about 3 years now, over 3 years. I have done one play in that time up in Ilwaco, but I'm from the Tillamook area. So before that, I had lived there and then did commute for a couple of plays.
So you were doing TAPA, working with TAPA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is wonderful that there is theater, community theater, all up and down the coast.
Yes.
And that's because of people like you, which, again, mostly volunteers, of course. What about this play? Were you familiar with the story?
Pretty much the only thing I knew about the story, I knew it was Alfred Hitchcock. I knew that my oldest sister told me that afterwards she couldn't look at a bird for many years without fear. And I had never I've done comedy before. I've never done anything quite like this. And so I was excited about that idea. I have wanted an opportunity to do something a little bit more dramatic.
Did you learn about it through the How did you find out even about auditions and stuff? Do you know somebody who mentioned?
I do not. I work for the Astoria Warrenton Area Chamber of Commerce, and an email came through, and I saw, and I immediately sent an email back and said I would be interested in this, and so it just kind of went from there.
Good for you. That's interesting. That's the first time I've heard of that connection, and that's excellent to know that all the forces are working together. And Sheila, was it you who ended up casting?
Yes. Yes, I did have auditions at the end of July, and Barbie was among the people who auditioned for me. So, yes.
Was it fun to have a new face?
It was fun to have. They're all new faces to me. I have done so much down at the Coaster, and I know those people so well. And so this, you know, not only was this my first time directing at Astor Street, it was my first time just with new talent, and which is lovely, you know, to be able to
exciting.
Stretch your wings.
Yeah. And the fact that it. Is it as intense as I sense?
It's pretty intense, yes.
If it makes people not want to look at birds, it must be intense.
Well, that was the movie.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I'm feeling a little better. the person you're playing against, was that someone you knew?
No, I had never met anyone involved in any of this whole process. Everyone that I've met has been someone new.
So how is it? How does it feel?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm having a great time.
That's wonderful. That is, I mean, there you go, folks.
Yes.
The arts changes lives and upgrades, for sure. This is upcycling. So what can you tell us about this in terms of, let's mention, it's opening tonight.
Tonight, yes.
And it is running through?
The October 6th through the 21st, Fridays and Saturdays, and the one matinee is next Sunday on the 15th.
Okay.
At 2 o'clock.
At 2.
Yes.
Okay. And otherwise, it's 7.
It's 7 o'clock. House opens at 6:30. Curtain is at 7.
Okay. And you can call...
You can call the tickets for 503-325-6104.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they are tickets are also on sale 1 hour before all of the shows.
Okay. And it's a good-sized theater. Do you know if they're reserved seats, though?
I think they do. I believe so.
So you might want to call in if you like sitting up close. On the other hand, you might want to sit a little further back. This one. So do you get to smile at all in this play?
Yes.
Oh, good. Because you have a beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you.
Your whole face lights up, and I'm thinking, oh, she's going to be grim. But no. Okay. a little bit of mix. Is there an age?
Yeah. They recommend that... kids under 14 not come. It is
parental discretion.
Parental discretion. Teens. There is some language in it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the subject matter can be disturbing to younger people as well.
And older. So figure it out yourself. But it is not the movie. Yeah. And it is local players. And you can check that out afterwards, just in case you're feeling a little creepy. You can meet the people and realize it's everything is okay. Why did you choose the birds to do?
Well, I wanted to find something for my first time out at Astor Street that had a smaller cast, that had some name recognition, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. But also, I just fell in love with the script. It's a play that makes you think. It's one of those plays that my goal is that I hope that the audience leaves talking about it. Mm. And I don't know. I just kind of like those plays, doing them every once in a while. And I just got done doing directing a comedy in the spring, so I want to do something.
Oh, yes, something completely different.
Yes.
And the small cast mm-hmm. is...
Yes, I just for my first time out at Astor Street to get the feel for the theater and how everything mm-hmm. is run and get to know everybody and who works there, and yeah, so it was I thought it was a great choice. I saw it and I went, ooh, yes, that's the one I want to do. Yes,
and this is a very different theater from the Coaster.
Mm-hmm.
How's that working out for you?
It is different as far as, well, it's the same and it's different. I mean, they run, their seating is a little bit different. The stage is not, is up on a level where at the Coaster you're looking down.
Right.
So the staging is different like that. Mm.
Hold on. Does that make a difference in your blocking?
Mm-hmm, a little bit.
Interesting.
It does.
Never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's the kind of thing you would have to figure out, and the audience probably wouldn't even be aware of it. It's kind of like wearing makeup. Mm-hmm. When you do it right, nobody even notices it. It just enhances the whole thing.
Yes.
So,
I also was able to stretch my wings as far as I designed the set as well.
Whoa.
And I was able to work on the set dressing and get the look. I was painting up there like a mad person.
Wow.
And,
good for you.
Well, you know.
Do you think you're ever going to go back to acting?
Oh, yeah. I just got done acting Steel Magnolias this last summer. That was 23 shows.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'm actually going
to... It was great. I saw it and loved it. But 23 shows.
23 shows. And I'm also performing in the AAUW Readers Theater this fall as well.
Good. So for full disclosure, I do have tickets to sell for that. Oh, did I? No marketing here. Okay. Well, break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Not you. Don't break your leg, Sheila.
Okay.
But thanks so much for coming in, both of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
I really do look forward to the play. The Birds, it's opening tonight at the Astor Street Opry Company. The phone number is 503-325-6104. The address is 129 West Bond. And it opens at 7 o'clock. Rather, the doors open at 6:30. The show begins at 7. So get there early or get your tickets in advance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. And got a little music for you from Jeremy Wilson, who is going to be at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center in Long Beach, Washington, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Coast Community Radio.
Oh, you say you love me in right. Try to keep dinosaurs, the sea, and the door shut. As memories flow into silent motion, on the notion far and apart. You said I have to fly away, prove I am who I am. Why did joy have to to feel free?
Jeremy Wilson, again at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Check out his bio. It's pretty impressive. Not pretty impressive. It's impressive. As are so many of the incredible musicians who come through here, really. Okay. So, my next guest is Kristen Schock. Well known to all of us, another one of my, what's it called, pundits. I better look up that word before I start calling people that. That sounds terrible. Kristen is the full-time instructor. I believe you're the only full-time instructor at Clatsop Community.
In the visual arts, yes.
Well, there is no other arts.
At the moment.
So visual is all we've got. So,
well, creative writing, some other things.
That's
but
true.
Yes.
That's true. But that's, I think, in a different department. Mm-hmm. But and you also oversee the gallery most of the time, the Royal Nebraska Gallery. And you have a show opening on the 12th, which is Thursday, which is when all of the shows open there. Body Politic. Tell us what it is and who it is and what that even means.
Oh, absolutely. We're really excited to kick off the year. It's been a tradition the past few years to start the year of our gallery season with the award show from the Au Naturel, which we have every year, international show featuring the human form. And so this year, we couldn't choose. There were two phenomenal artists, and so we thought they would make a great pairing together. And so Hank Pander is one of the artists who has shown in our gallery previously as well. Phenomenal, internationally known artist who has probably a familiar name to many of you. And he will be showing some beautiful pen and ink drawings to complement our other artist that we chose, a young artist. Her name is Ghislaine Frémaux. Very exotic name. You'd think she was from Paris, but actually she is currently in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, my Lord.
Although she's, I know, originally from the East Coast. And
she must have a nickname then if she's in.
I think she goes by Guy, and I'm really excited to meet her in person. Okay. She'll be arriving from Texas on Wednesday evening.
So she wasn't here for the show, even though
she was not, okay. Unfortunately. Not all of the artists can come for our Au Naturel.
Sure.
She wasn't able to make it, but she will be here.
Absolutely.
And she'll also be teaching a workshop on Friday, which is almost full. So we have maybe one or two more slots if anyone wants to join us for her workshop.
What do they need to do?
Well, anyone who is interested, please contact me. We only have a limited number of seats. So give me a call or email and let me know.
Okay. What is her work?
Guy does these phenomenal, huge, their drawings, pastel, charcoal, pastel, and really super vibrant colors, incredibly energetic brush mark making. And then she pours, it must be some sort of polyurethane. We'll have to ask her exactly what substance it is, but it looks like it's some sort of shiny, like polyurethane on top, which really brings out the colors. Wow. So they're quite stunning.
Yeah.
And huge, colossal drawings.
Like what? When you say huge.
One of them might be 9 feet or so.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Huge. Yeah. Huge.
Now, how does she get those here?
She rolled them up.
Oh, my
They're
goodness.
On paper. Mm-hmm. And she rolled them up. And so they are just push pinned to the wall. They're on paper.
But I'm thinking with this, whatever this coating is, it's hard to imagine
actually,
that it doesn't kind of crackle.
We have to relax them, and that's okay. A whole process.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we had in the show last winter, she sent us very specific instructions, and
oh,
we laid them out on the table. She said, if you want to, you can lie down on top. So I lay down on top of her. I was really bonding with her artwork.
That's great. So Gieslin, and her last name is Frémeau,
I believe, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
That's what it looks
French.
Like.
It must be French, I'm guessing. Yes.
It looks like it. And then Hank, who also for the show, he had huge paintings.
He did.
But this time he's doing small.
They are quite, well, they don't look so huge compared to Guy's, but they are quite large for pen and ink drawings. So they're 40 by 50 some inches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're quite large as well.
Well, that's exciting to have the two of them together. And I always enjoy Hank's coming back. This is Thursday the 12th. Opens at 6 p.m. How long is this show going to run?
It will run through November 30th.
Okay. That's good. So there is November 30th. That's a nice long run.
Yes.
Month and a half. So people have time to catch it if they can't make it this time during the opening. But of course, the opening would Hank will be there too.
Hank will be there.
Okay.
Guy will be there.
Now, is Hank going to give a class at
he
all?
He will too, as well. Now, I couldn't pin him down quite yet,
okay. So
it will be announced. But
okay. He's
going to teach a workshop with a focus on the crow quill pen and ink drawing
okay. Process.
Good.
Yes. Good. And give us your contact again, so if folks want to be part of the class.
Yes, absolutely. My email address is K Shock, spelled, my last name is S-H-A-U-C-K. Please spell it correctly or it'll bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
That's K-S-H-A-U-C-K at clatsupcc.edu.
And the phone number?
It's 503-338-2472.
Okay. And they can leave a message if you're not there.
Leave me a message,
okay.
Absolutely.
So if you are interested in Gieslin Frémeau's class, then give Kristen a call. If not, then just show up for the opening, which is, again, 6 p.m., the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Gallery. The streets are all open now. Whew. You can actually drive.
Parking's much easier these days.
You can drive up the hill now. Drive up 16th and take a left. So, and then what's happening in terms of the Au Naturel?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for asking, because we still have an open call for anyone who would like to submit to our 2018 Au Naturel exhibit for those of you figurative artists out there. And we're really excited that R.V. Smith is the judge this year.
Okay.
He's phenomenal. Yes.
Say that date again.
November 7th
is
the deadline. Yes,
okay. Please. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have time still.
Still and some time.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, the website, is Au Naturel written up on the website?
We have a special Au Naturel website,
okay,
actually.
What is that?
It is www.onaturelart. Please be sure to put the art in there, otherwise you might get some sort of lotion website or something. onaturelart.com.
Okay, great. Kristen, this is very exciting. Body Politique. Am I right? It said contemporary classical drawings Is that what you're calling it?
Yes, that is the subtitle for the show. And I love, if there's just a second for me to read Gee's quote, I just love it. She says, "Hank and I will present a show that is immense in both scale and content." And I think it's absolutely true. It's really an exciting show.
Have the two of them been corresponding in some way?
They have been corresponding, but they have not met in person yet either.
Right.
So
that's
we're all excited. Yes.
Well, that'll be nice to be there for that.
Yes.
Okay. Next Thursday, put it on your calendar, the 12th of October, up at the College Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Gallery. Thank you so much, Kristen Schock. And her number again is 503-338-2472. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Okay. Now, I have one more guest, and there's a microphone for him. And he is also known to you from various parts and pieces, because his work is read on the air by Michael McCusker. He's been on the board here, and he operates on the peninsula. So this is, my understanding, a celebration of Hispanic culture by the Do-Goodniks. Okay, Robert Brake, you're on. What's happening?
We are celebrating Hispanic culture, we being the Do-Goodniks, a peninsula nonprofit, Indivisible and other agencies, 2 weeks from today, Friday, October 20th. 7 to 9 p.m. at the Chautauqua Lodge in Long Beach. This is also a fundraiser to help some of the 30 or more Peninsula Hispanic families whose lives have been disrupted by federal agents detaining, incarcerating, or deporting them. It's a very severe situation, and they're undergoing a great deal of anguish and financial hardship. So I've lined up speakers, including Fernando Rodriguez, the president of the Lower Columbia Hispanic Council, Eric Glenn, teaches Spanish in Ilwaco, Ann Reeves of ACLU, and Sidney Stevens, well-known Oysterville writer, historian, who has recently written some very engaging stories from the heart. So we'll have guest speakers, displays, free refreshments, including De La Rosa Mexican candies, lots of good Latino music, art and artifacts, and importantly, community-sponsored piñatas filled with candies, and attached to them will be B&B certificates for a one-night stay in several of our fabulous Peninsula bed and breakfast facilities.
So the piñatas are up for auction.
They're up for auction.
Okay.
We hope to raise a couple $1,000 because the families on the peninsula really need help.
So let me ask you something. If someone cannot attend this fabulous celebration but would like to make a donation support the population in need right now on the peninsula, how do they do that?
They can write a check to Do Goodniks. That's capital D-O, capital G-O-O-D-N-I-C-S, Do Goodniks, and mail it to 1605 229th Place, Ocean Park, WA, 98640. We'd appreciate whatever assistance they can lend.
Mm-hmm.
And we promise that people who attend, and I hope to attract 80 to 100 people who donate a couple $1,000, that money will be immediately cashed and dispersed to the families in need the next day or the day after.
Yeah, I've seen that the Peninsula and other parts of our local regional Washington community have been extremely supportive, and it's very impressive. So I can give my endorsement, too. So, again, this is happening Friday, 2 weeks from tonight, October 20th. 7 to 9 p.m. at Chautauqua Lodge. And Chautauqua Lodge is at 304 14th Street, NW. in Long Beach. And if you have any other questions, there's a phone number here, 360-665-2784. If you need that repeated, give me a call after the show here at KMUN, and I'll give that to you. And my guest, Robert Brake, and Gwen and Robert Brake will give you all the information that you want. And thank you for doing this, Robert. This is very worthy.
What I have to say is, es simplemente lo correcto, which mm-hmm. means it's simply the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And people are doing this kind of stuff everywhere, but this is local, 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 right here in our Lower Columbia region. So this is a great way for you to support, whether you've been thinking a lot about DACA and ICE coming in and disrupting and ruining people's lives. Here's a way to take action and feel good about it and feel that you are making a difference. So
Carol,
thank you, Robert.
Carol, I can remember seeing you at the September 16th Hispanic Fiesta.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it?
Astoria.
That was so
fun. It was wonderful
yeah.
with all the dancing and
Absolutely.
The color.
Absolutely.
And one other thing. This is a fiesta, but it's also a kind of a sad situation. We're trying to help. People who come should wear something like red, green, or white, the Mexican colors. We'll have lots of flags and bunting. It will be very colorful
yeah.
I think an enjoyable, free, family-friendly event.
Right, all ages. And if you have some Latino clothing from south of the border, wherever you got it, wear that too. That'll be
Definitely.
Fun.
Okay. Oh, yes. Have some
Thank
fun.
You so much, Robert.
You're welcome.
Okay. I only have a couple of minutes, and there's so much going on. I want to let you know. Again, The Birds opens tonight at Astor Street Opry. The Coaster Theater is showing Blithe Spirit until October 28th. Cannon Beach History Center at 6 o'clock has an opening for Scott Johnson and Deborah Karn's art. It's a memorial also to Steve McLeod. Many of us know and loved Steve, who was, together with Evelyn George, the two people who established the Whitebird Gallery, which is still going today. They were the first to think about featuring local artists. It's wonderful. And I have some incredible stuff from Steve. Detritus indeed on the walls, as well as his wonderful paintings. And Scott Johnson, too. So show up tonight at the Cannon Beach History Center at 6 o'clock. Tomorrow night, Scott and Deborah and also Donna Sakamoto Crispin are opening a show at 6 o'clock at the Cannon Beach Gallery right up the road. Spend your weekend in Cannon Beach. And that is featuring baskets and basketry by Donna and Deborah and paintings by Scott in the basket arena. The Peninsula Arts Association has its fall art show this weekend at the Long Beach Train Depot, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Sunday at 3 p.m. is a reception. Longview Columbia Theater tonight is featuring Evil Dead, the musical. God knows what that is, but they do good stuff there. Hoffman opens Earth, Water, Sky by Washington artist Lara Blair. It's 3 to 5, and they're open 3 to 5 only on Fridays and Saturdays, although they have shows there as well. You'll hear more about that. Let's see. The Art of Aging is going to be there on Tuesday. It's not a show. It's an excellent educational tool. Tomorrow night, in addition to Cannon Beach Gallery, Nehalem Harvest Festival is tomorrow. The Elks in Long Beach are featuring an author showcase at 11 a.m. Manzanita Library has Okadia Afroso from Ghana Music. Papa is offering at Fort Columbia State Park at 5 o'clock, the Dukes of Swing Big Band. And the North Beach Tavern has the Bruce Smith Band, the Peninsula Arts Center, Jeremy Wilson, you heard him here, Birkenfeld Theater in Klatskanai, don't get confused, at 7:30, and this is all Saturday, 6 guitars and 1 player, Chase Podgett. Adrift has music all week, wonderful music. Seaside Art Walk is tomorrow at as is Gearhart Art Walk, and One Sky, One World, 11 o'clock tomorrow at Sid Snyder Drive in Long Beach, International Kite Fly for Peace. And Carl Werkela, Valley Bible Church in Rossburg, and organist Paul Teagles at the First Lutheran Church in Astoria. That's all Saturday, Sunday. Seaside Breweries featuring Adams and Costello. Astoria Library at 2 o'clock, the 50th anniversary celebration. Next Thursday, you heard about it at the Royal Nebuchadnezzar Art Gallery. And...